character like I like to talk study about is Judah. Judah played a very important role in Jacob's family. Judah was not a very good person maybe at the beginning, but later on he was transformed through the discipline or the punishment from God. It was Judah that moved Jacob's heart, allowed them to bring Benjamin down to Egypt, because at the beginning, Jacob, no matter what, he did not allow Benjamin to go down to Egypt, right? It was Judah who used his life to bear guarantee. Huh? He will guarantee the life of Benjamin so that the father said, okay, you can go. So it was Judah who changed the mind of Jacob. It was Judah who broke the heart of Joseph. I share with you, according to my reading of Book of Genesis, Joseph did not really care about the other brothers. He put them in jails when he first them for 3 days. Because why did he release them? Because he said, I fear God. He feared God, therefore released them. And then he purposely retained Simon so that in the future to exchange Benjamin to come over. When Benjamin come over, he think of a trick to retain Benjamin over, and he tried to send the other brothers back to the father. Huh? He never imagined that Judah and his brothers will come back. And Judah said a very touching words. Later on, he knew that Judah indeed loved the father so much, and he loved the brother so much, even brother Benjamin, he was willing to replace Benjamin as a slave. At that time, he cannot bear with that kind of emotion. He cried out loud and tell his brother, me, Joseph. I think everybody was very surprised when he said, me, Joseph. I am Joseph. I believe they were very shocked. And then Joseph started to reveal a secret that has been buried in their heart for maybe, more than 10 years, right? That secret was that, I am Joseph, the one you sell to Egypt, right? Because even the father did not know this secret. This all the brothers never shared this with anyone else. Then they realized it's indeed Joseph. All the transformation, all the changes come from Judah. But like I said, Judah was not as good. It was through God's punishment. God killed two of his sons. God purged the sins in his family. God revealed his shames. And later on, indeed, he repented. And through repentance, then his life is indeed totally different. So repentance play the most important role in Judah's life. So let's share point by point. My computer. Okay. God cut the evil from his family. Why do we say it is a clapping of the hands? I think I should introduce the title first. If you turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 5. 1 Chronicles chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 1. 1 Chronicles, chapter 5, verse 1. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, he was indeed the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, so that the genealogy is not listed according to the birthright. 2. Yet Judah prevailed over his brothers, and from him came a ruler, although the birthright was Joseph's. You see, Reuben was supposed to be the firstborn of Leah. He was the firstborn. You know, he sleep with his auntie, right? Therefore, the birthright was taken away from him. So if you commit adultery, your birthright will be taken away. There shall be no more eternity. So be very careful. Do not defile your body. And then, birthright usually inherited two kinds of blessing. Number one is two kinds of benefit. Number one is he will have double portion of the properties, right? So you see, Joseph had that kind of benefit. That's why Joseph's two sons become the children of Jacob. So he received double portion. So you can see, even though Ephraim and Manasseh, they are sons of Joseph, but they are adopted or they are take over, become the son of Jacob. So Joseph received double portion of property. But concerning blessing, the best blessing go to Judah. Usually firstborn has blessing and double portion of property. But the best blessing go to Judah because the Bible here says, Judah prevailed all over his brothers. Therefore, Jesus Christ come from the tribe of Judah. So even though in the before Jacob, right, all the two benefits called to the firstborn, but Jacob divided these two benefits into two, give these two benefits to different children. Double portion of inheritance go to Joseph. Spiritual blessings go to Judah. Now Judah, he shall be praised according to Jacob. Let's turn to Genesis. Chapter 49. Here, verse 1 says that gather together that I may tell you what shall be hoped for you in the last days, right? And then verse 8. Chapter 49, verse 8. Judah, you are he whom your brother shall praise. What is praise? Praise is what?
你好棒,你好棒,你好棒,
对不对? Clapping that. 你好棒,你好棒. You are so wonderful, you are so wonderful. In the Bible, all the praise, most of the praise go to God. Only three praise go to man. About three praise, if I my study right. And one of the praise go to man is go to Judah. That's why your brother shall praise you. You know what? The name of Judah itself is praise. Turn to the Bible. When his mother tried to name the sons. Which chapter was that? Because I did not bring my Chinese Bible. When they talk about giving birth, right? Which chapter is that? Chapter 30? Is that right? Chapter 30. Is it chapter 30? Anybody have Chinese Bible? 29 verse 35, thank you. And she conceived again and bore a son and said, now I will praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah. Then she stopped bearing. How many of you named Judah? Raise your hand. We got John here. Do we have Jacob here? Do we have Abraham here? Do we have Isaac here? No Isaac. We only have John here. There are many names that you have, but nobody named Judah, right? Judah is supposed to be a good name, but the name was spoiled by Iscariot Judah, right? The one who betrayed Jesus. But Judah originally has a very meaningful name, means praise, right? Praise. So that's why I use the topic behind the clapping of hand. Why? Behind the praise, right? How, before Judah can truly be praised, before the brother can truly praise Judah, and his name is also praised, what he has gone through. I just mentioned to you, the Lord cut two sons from his family, cut the evil from his family, and the Lord revealed his shames, and then repented. That's why he was able to praise, go through this, like a flower, right? We have flowers here. We don't have artificial flower here. If this real flower, you want to, you know, people want to say, wow, this flower pot is very beautiful. Usually always go through cut, right? You trim it, you cut something that is not good. And you know, bad things will reveal and take away, and then you present it very good. And people say, wow, it's very good, beautiful flower, right? So let's study his marriage. Why God cut two sons from his family? Chapter 38, verse 1. Genesis chapter 38, verse 1. It came to pass that at that time that Judah departed from his brothers. You see, when Dinah went out from the house, Judah departed from the brothers. Always a description of downfalling, right? Because the brothers are chosen brothers. The house are chosen house. So here talk about Judah departed from his brothers and visited a certain Adullamite, whose name was Hira. When you read the story of Judah, whenever Judah ran into or go along with Hira, he never do good things. How many of you have a friend that you always hang out with? You have a good friend you always hang out with. Many of you have, right? You know what? Whenever Judah hang out with Hira, he never do any good things. Really, you read the Bible. So your friend, right, calls you to do bad things all the time. Cut him, right? Depart from him because he will influence you. Later on, your speciality may be in danger. So again, over here recorded Hira, one of the best friends of Judah, right? He visited him. Verse 2. And Judah saw there a daughter, a certain Canaanite, whose name was Sua. Again, if you read the Bible more, you know there's a certain way that Bible tried to say that this guy trying to do a bad thing. But when Samson saw a woman in Timna, he liked her, and then it's all bad stories. When Sigam saw a woman saw Dinah, he grabbed her and defied her. So this kind of description always talk about negative starting, no? Negative aspect of a story. So he saw, Judah saw, there was daughter of certain Canaanites whose name was Sua. Let me ask you a question. What is the name of Judah's wife? What is the name of Judah's wife? Andrew. What is the name of Abraham's wife? Andrew. Andrew Law. Sarah. Okay. Julius. What is the name of Isaac's wife? Rebecca. Okay. Ian. What is the name of Jacob's wife? Rachel. Okay. So what is the name of Joseph's wife? Is it recorded in the Bible? Yes, it is called Yashina, right? Yashina. I don't know how to pronounce it in English. Yashina, maybe. So what is the name of Judah? What is the name of Judah's wife? No name. The Bible recorded a certain woman the daughter of certain woman, a certain Canaanite woman whose name was Sua. So the Bible did not record his name. It tells us that this marriage was not acknowledged by God. He was a Canaanite woman. Do you remember Abraham do not want his son to marry a Canaanite woman? Even Isaac talked to Jacob, you go to your uncle's house, do not marry local girls. Like your brother Esau, married to local girls. The mother, Rebecca, even said, because of these two daughters-in-law, I would rather die. You read Bible carefully. Do you read your Bible? Really, her heart was really troubled by these two daughters-in-law. So, you know, Isaac said to Jacob, go, do not marry local woman, right? And even like Dinah, defiled by Sigam, all the brothers say, How can we marry the uncircumcised one? Even Judah said, we cannot marry an uncircumcised one. But guess what? When he sees someone he likes, all those rules are gone. You guys know that you should not marry a Gentile. But, you know, many of you, when you see a model, like who? Like Madonna. You don't know Madonna. Like who? Like, I only know two people. The other one is what? Paris Hilton. Maybe you guys run into these kind of girls. You guys say, no rules. No rules at all. Why should I marry a Christian, a TJC member? Now, so this, you can see, Judah, he didn't care. So let's continue reading. Verse 2. So he married her and went into her. Verse 2, right? So when you went into someone, that means that you married that person. Maybe you don't have legal officiation, but you went into someone, that means that you married that person. Are you with me? Hello? Are you with me? So if you fornicated, that means that that is your spouse. Marry that person. Okay? Hello? But fornication is also a sin, oh. It's a great sin too, oh. Even though it's not a mortal sin, it's a great sin, oh. A lot of time, you would, yeah. So be very careful, oh. You went into someone, you married that person. That means you are married, oh. And verse 3, oh. Verse 3. And so she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Er. So who named the firstborn? The father or the mother? Hello? Hello? Father or mother named the son? You have no response. Do this. Father. Thank you. What is his name? His name is Er. What does the meaning of Er? The meaning of Er, write it down, awaken. Means awaken, right? I think Judah kind of know that Mary Gentile woman, Mary Canaanite woman, he might lost his faith. Therefore, especially he named his son, hey, awaken, awaken. Every time he called his son, hey, awaken, come here. Then he reminded himself, I need to be awakened. I shall not be influenced by Canaanite culture, Canaanite religion, all those evil things they do, right? Verse 4. She conceived again and bore a son, and she called his name Onan. So, who named the son now? The mother or the father? Hello? Mother. What is the meaning of Onan? Onan means stronger. Stronger, right? So, as if the mother was saying, hey, look at our Canaanite culture, our religion, we are more stronger. Even though you want to be awakened, guess what? We are stronger. Actually, sometimes the name have meaning. Huh? If you study this, make the story more vivid. Huh? So the woman, the Canaanite woman, the wife was boasting about their religion, their culture are stronger. Verse 5. And she conceived again and bore a son and called his name Shelah. He was at Chezib, G-C, Chezib, when she bore him. I don't see any meaning of Shelah that is meaningful, but Shezib is very interesting. The meaning of Shezib means lie, L-I-E, right? So when the wife had the third son, where was Judah? Judah was in a town called Lie, a town that has many lies, maybe, huh? Lies. It tells us that at the third son, the Canaanite culture or religion are so stronger that make Judah's faith become so weak. That he was in a city called Lai. So we can see the story, the name of its meaning, right? And indeed, let's continue reading. Verse 6, then Judah took a wife for his firstborn, and her name was Tamar. 7, but Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord killed him. Now, can you imagine that your son got killed? How many of your brothers died? Or sister die. Thank God. No, huh? When the family died, the family probably feel very sad, right? Especially at that time, only 3 kids, right? And one died. Very sad. And the Bible said the Lord killed him. You know, not the Lord, or sometimes he would deal the evil with whole earth. He used flood to destroy the whole races, right? Deal with the whole earth, evil. Sometimes God deal races, tribes evil, a tongue's evil, like Sodom and Gomorrah. Sometimes deal with one person's evil. In the old days, right? Nowadays we don't say that anymore. Jesus explained also a little bit different. But in the old days, right? When the thunder strikes someone, right? What do you say? He was punished by heaven, right? Oh. But when the Siloa Tower fall down and kill 17 people, then people are saying that, oh, those people are more have sinned, right? Jesus said, oh, all of you shall repent. If you don't repent, we will all be like this. Oh. So Jesus tried to say that it's not that they are more sin than us. It is that we all need to repent. But it is indeed sometimes true. Oh, when it is evil, God will punish that person. God will punish that city. God will punish that town. Oh. It is also possible, right? Continue reading. Oh. Then, verse 8. And Judah said to Onan, go into your brother's wife and marry her and raise up her heir to your brother. Now, before Mosaic law, this kind of custom is already there, right? You shall marry your brother's widow in order that this brother has some cessation. The life of the brother can be cessation, right? Verse 8. And Judah said to verse 9. But Onan knew that the heir would not be his, and it came to pass when he went into his brother's wife that he immediately on the ground, lest he shall give an heir to his brother. Verse 10. And the things which he did displeased the Lord, therefore he killed him also. This guy was very tricky. Superficially, he talked to the father, okay, I will fulfill my duty to raise up the heir for my brother. But in the inner room, when nobody sees it, he only treat Tamar as a tool for his sexual desire. And he unpurposely immediate to the ground, did not allow Tamar to conceive. Huh? And how can Tamar say? Tamar knew, right? But she was a woman who have no social status and not generation, right? She cannot say anything. She can only swallow her bitterness into her stomach, right? She cannot do anything. But you know what? God have eyes. So all the evil things we do in the inner room, even though nobody can see it, you can see two eyes of God are over there to watch over people, good and bad. They are all in God's eyes. So it displeases God so much. Huh? How can you be so wicked? You're not doing your job to leave an heir for your brother. You are acting as an animal, just trying to fulfill your own self-desire. That's why God killed him too. Can you imagine that you lost two sons maybe in 1 year? How do you feel? Did Bible ever record Judah's reaction when his two sons died? Let me ask you, when Joseph died in the father's heart, did Bible record how Jacob reacted when he thought that Joseph was swallowed by beast? Did Bible record his feeling? The Bible recorded many times about his feeling. The Bible keeps saying that, "我要悲悲惨惨的下阴间, right? I'm going to have a gray hair and go down to grave." Or the Bible say, people talk to him, "Your son is still alive." The Bible say his heart is wax cold. You know, try to describe that the father, right, was so sad when the son go away. You know what? If you have excellent son, if you are nice son, when you die, even you have normal son, when you die, your father will be very, very sad. Your parents will be very sad, right? But if you are a very bad son, right? If you are a very, like, evil son, you are a killer, you are a gangster, if you die, maybe your father will bite his tongue, right? I don't know what will react. Judah, I do not see any Judah's reaction over here. I think also very sad, but maybe he know from the Canaanite's mother, these two sons do not have good influence. These two sons are evil sons because he has a Canaanite woman, right? So brother, what do we learn here? You know, you can choose your marriage, right? You can choose anyone you like to marry. A lot of time we choose by what we see. Judah saw the woman, right? And then he married her and went into her soul through eyes. A lot of time we always think of, you know, use our eyes to choose. Our eyes only. We did not consider her quality, her spiritual quality. Really, I mean, if I can give you an honest suggestion, when you want to find a spouse, find a wife, find a good mother, you should consider you are looking for your children's mother, not only your wife. If anyone, right, like is present to your eyes, but you look at her character, she cannot be a good mother. You sure you want to marry that person? This Canaanite woman is not a good mother at all. Look, all the kids, she educated. All evil kids, right? So really, the Bible, you should follow the teaching of the Bible. Look for a good mother. You can choose anyone you like, but remember, the one you choose will influence your next generation for sure, right? Another teaching I have, wow, it also very hurt, right, to take away two of my children. Personally, the Bible did not recall too much about Judah's brother's family, right? But I'm thinking, many of his Judah's brother, they are all evil person. Maybe Simon is very evil too, right? Simon is the one who killed all the innocent Sycamites and even killed, the Bible recorded, the 牛的脚筋, even the innocent cow, he cut the legs. Not for eat, just to cut the leg. This is to reduce the property of the enemy, right? Now maybe a lot of brothers are over evil. Why only me? Why only me, Judah? Sometimes God give you disaster, right? You want to ask, how come so many brothers and sisters receive blessing from you? Why me? Why only me? But you know what? A lot of time, punishment from God is a blessing to you. Without these two trimming, I don't think Judah can be the root for Jesus' family tree. You know? This is going to give birth to Jesus Christ. They are Judah's family. If you read, right? Every one of them are good people. David, good people. Many of them, I shouldn't say everyone, right? David, and who else? Anyway, I studied it before. Many of them are very, very pious. Pious, honor their parents, right? Ruth. Ruth family. They are all married into Judah's family. So my point is that God trim you to make you better. God cut you, it is very hurt, but it is to make you holy. So maybe we don't understand right now, but we can understand it later. Later on, Judah understand. Then later on, God reveal even Judah's own shameful deeds, right? Let's continue reading. 11. Then Judah said to Tamar, his daughter-in-law, remain a widow in your father's house till my son Sarah is grown. For he said, last he also died like his brothers. And Tamar went and dwelt in his father's house. You know, do you ever heard of Taiwanese are called 扫把星. 扫把星 means what? Bad luck. Bad luck. Huh? This woman is a bad luck. I dare not to marry my third son. Give this woman to my third son to have heirs of, you know, for the brothers. Huh? So he sent him home. Actually, Judah was a hypocrite at this point of time. Maybe we should not call him hypocrite. Have Jesus called his disciple hypocrite? Hello? Jesus never called his disciple hypocrite, right? But do you think sometimes Peter was a little bit hypocrite? Anyway, so you don't, we don't call our brother a hypocrite, okay? Maybe they have a deed of hypocrite. Anyway, where are we? Verse 12. Now in the process of time, the daughter of Sua, Judah's wife, died. And Judah was comforted and he went up to his shears at Timnah. And he and his friend Hira, the Adullamites. Man, he go to this Adullamites again. First time he go to this guy, he married a Gentile woman. Second time he go to this guy, he look for a prostitute. So be very careful about who your friend is. Really, seriously, huh? But you know what? This time the prostitute is not a true prostitute. It's Tamar, right? Tamar, in order to get a son for her husband, he disguised herself, right? Verse 13, and it was told Tamar, saying, look, your father-in-law is going up at Timnah to shear his sheep. Verse 14, so she took off her widow's garments, covered herself with a veil, and wrapped herself, and sat in an open place, which was on the way to Timnah. For she saw that Shelah was grown, and she was not given to him as a wife. So according to Hittite law, she has the right to get a son from the third brother. But she saw that the third brother already grown, had no intention to leave her a son. According to Hittite law, she can get a father from the family member. At that time, she thought about the father-in-law. So it is totally acceptable and legal in the social realm, social law. At that time, remember, there was no Mosaic law. Verse 15. Then Judah saw her. He thought she was a harlot because she was covering her face. 16. Then he turned to her by the way and said, please let me come into you, for he did not know that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, what would you give me that you may come into me? And she said, he said, I will send a young goat from the flock. And she said, would you give me a pledge till you send it? 18. And he said, what pledge should I give you? So she said, your signet and cord and your staff that is in your hand. And he gave them to her and went into her, and she conceived by him. So you can see, what did Judah give her? Hello? What did Tamar give Judah? I'm sorry. What did Judah give to Tamar for as pledge? For three things. What are they? A seal, right? The Bible here translation say what? Signet. In the ancient time, people has a ring, right? That ring is used for seal. Not and then, his what? His cord. A cord. And then, a staff. Today, Holy Spirit is a seal, right? Your whole head sealed with Holy Spirit. Cord. Remember a cord of the cord of who? The scarlet cord of, who is that woman? Rahab. Remember that Rahab? Have a scarlet cord tied in at the window, right? Are you with me? So that is prefigure hope for salvation. Okay? And then, step means power. Step. Moses' rod was able to open the sea, right? So if you went into a prostitute, that means what? You will lose your Holy Spirit. You will lose hope of salvation. You will lose power from God. Okay? So brethren, never ever went into a prostitute. Went into a prostitute is a wrong thing to do, right? 1 Corinthians chapter 6. If you are one with a prostitute, you are one with him. Two become one. Two become one is a sin, right? So be very careful. Whenever you find that certain place a prostitute, what do you do? What do? You run away, right? There's no time to tell a story. Otherwise, I can tell you some story, right? But no time. Let's continue. Now, Judah confesses sin. Now, after this event, now Tamar's stomach getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, in ancient time, if you are an adulterous woman, even like according to Hittite law, you were supposed to be stoned to death, right? So, when Tamar was getting, his stomach is getting bigger and bigger, people are saying to Judah, hey, your daughter-in-law do sinful event, right? And what did Judah say? 24, and it came to pass about 3 months after, that Judah was told, saying, Tamar, your daughter-in-law, has played the harlot. Furthermore, she is with child by adultery. So Judah said, bring her out and let her be burned. Wow. If she was burned, what will happen? It's something. Right? One body, three life. Three life will be burned to death because she already conceived twin in the womb, right? Oh. So if Judah never repent, if his shame was revealed, he never repent, he could jeopardize jeopardize his own, I mean, actually at that time not his child anymore, his son's child. 25. When she was brought out, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, by the man or to whom this belong, I am with child. And she said, please determine who is this, the signet, the cord, and staff, right? You pay attention to it. She sent to her father-in-law. So this is not a public thing. This could be a private thing. Oh. The father-in-law could have learned from his second son. Oh. Privately, what? Destroy those evidence. And publicly, ashamed his daughter-in-law. Oh. If Judah want to learn from his second son, he can, especially in that time, women have no saying. Women are very weak and they have no voice at all. Oh. But guess what? What did Judah say? Verse 26. So Judah acknowledged them. Wow, this is with great courage, right? If someone challenged you, hey, you sin yesterday, right? A lot of time we say, no, I didn't do it. Or maybe you are more conscious. It is because I have certain excuse, right? But what did Judah say? Judah acknowledged it. This is a first step that she become a person that can truly please God. Acknowledge your own error. Don't hide. The Bible says anybody hide her sin or his sin, he or she shall never be prospered. So this is indeed take a great courage, y'all. And Judah acknowledged, then he said, she is more righteous than I because I did not give her to Selah, my son, and he never knew her again. So true repentance is number one. Acknowledge it, right? And then, number two, know that you did wrong. She was more righteous. How come she was more righteous? He acknowledged he was what? His mouth and his heart is not the same. His mouth, he said, oh, wait, keep people waiting, right? But in reality, he did not intend to do that. He is more righteous because he did it according to the law in that generation. Hittite law, and she just want to have his son's descendant. He just want to leave a son for her husband, deceased husband. Maybe she also learned that from Abraham. One day, one of the seed, all nations will be blessed. That is Jesus Christ. Indeed, later on, Tamar become the, if you look at the Jesus genealogy, Tamar's name is over there. Maybe she already foresee, he want that kind of blessing too. One of the sea can be, through the sea, all the nation will be blessed. That's why Judah said, she is more righteousness than me. And this is his repentance. So brother, how do you repent? You got to acknowledge. You got to think other people are more better than you. Then, he never knew her again. He never went to bed He never went back with her again because she is not my wife. Huh? She is my son's wife. So true repentance is that you don't do it again. So brother, when you pray, right? Can you pray for something like, how do I change my lifestyle, change my environment, adjust my schedule so I won't sin against God? You know what? A lot of time you sin because you do not adjust your time schedule. You sleep too late. You surf on internet too late. You know what? When they are late at night, right, they are very vulnerable to sin. They become very weak. Make sure no lady come into your room after 10. No, actually, no lady in your room with you alone at all. Not only after 10, right? But especially after 10, you are so vulnerable. I'm serious. Oh. You got to ask God to give you wisdom so you can adjust your lifestyle. So you don't sin again like Judah, sin no more, never knew her anymore. Oh. And because of that, because of repentance, everything changed. Oh. So it came to pass at the time of giving birth, and behold, twins was in her tomb. And so it was when she was giving birth that the one put out his hand. And that's a twin, no? You know what? If you truly repent, no, God will reward you back what you lost. You lost two sons, God give back two sons to you. Of course, these two sons, supposed to be in name, supposed to be his son's son. But it's come from Judah too, right? It was Judah's blood too. So if you truly repent, like I said, God will be responsible for you. Like Abraham, flee away from his flesh desire. Then, you know, God will be responsible for the mistake he did before. God also blessed Ishmael. At this point of time, God also returned two sons or grandsons to him. So brother, only after this event, he is to be praised. Of course, from that moment on, his life really transformed. He became the pack leader in the family. May the Lord give you a courage. May the Lord let you understand sometimes his weeping, his punishment is only for your good. And may your life be praised by men and by God. That's all kneel down and pray.